Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph at the top of Amud, the fourth line. As we learned the Masechta Gittin very extensively, the Gemara Masechta Gittin teaches us that if somebody brings a get from Medinas Hayam, somebody from overseas to Eretz Yisrael, the first Mishnah teaches us that one must say, the shliach who brings the get has to say b'fani nechtem, b'fani nechtem. And as we learned very extensively when we learned Masechta Gittin, the reason for that is because l'fi she'em b'kin l'shma, one of the most crucial halachas involved in writing a get is that the get has to be written l'shma. It has to be written with the direct intention of the people who are supposed to get divorced, the husband and the wife. And the people in Chutz Laretz were not familiar with this halacha of Lishma. And therefore the halacha requires that when a get is brought from Chutz Laretz, one has to say b'fani nechtam, in order that we should be confident that the get was written Lishma. But we also learned in the Gemara over there, the Rav taught us on the Vav and Aleph of Masechta Gittin, that if somebody brings a get from Bavel, they need not say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, because the people in Bavel were familiar with the halacha of Lishma. But as we discussed at the end of our previous year, we need to know exactly what is and isn't included in Bavel to know who will we be comfortable, when can we be comfortable that they know Lishma, and when can we not be confident? Says the Gemara Amar Papa. So Papa begins today's shiur by teaching us, k'machloikis begitten, the same machloikis that we had by Yochsin, which we discussed at the end of the previous shiur, what are the borders of Bavel to know which people in Bavel we need not be concerned about Yichus. Machloikis le'yuchsin, the same machloikis that we have regarding Yochsin, what is and isn't included in Bavel, kach machloikis legitten, we have the same machloikis, what is and isn't included in Bavel, as far as being a place where you do or you don't have to say b'fani nachtam, b'fani nachtam. Rav Yosef, ama machloikis leyuchsin, we indeed had the machloikis, what is included in Bavel, to be able to determine who are the people of this impeccable yichus in Bavel. Avel, getten de ve'akol, when we speak about Gittin, what is considered Bavel? Arba Tanyana de Gishra. Until the second place where there was a water accumulation north of the bridge. So as we just said, the Pasha Pshat is regarding Hamevi Get from somebody who brings a Get from Chutz Laretz. Thus, to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, Bavel is an exception, and we want to know what is the Bavel. However, as we learned in Masechta Gittin, there was another reason why somebody who brings a get to Eretz Yisrael has to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And that is because ein shiaris metzuyas. If there will be a claim against this get, the concern is that we won't be able to verify through being able to identify the signatures on the get, who wrote this get. If that's the reason, so then it doesn't make a difference what area of Bavel is. Is it the place for with people in Bavel, Talmid Chacham or not? It shouldn't make a difference, says Rabbi Yashiv. So why is the Gemara only focused on the reason of Lishma? So Rabbi Yashiv says, because the Gemara here, and actually he says so too, is the Gemara Masechta Gittin, indicate that the halacha certainly must follow the opinion that a get from Bavel, that the reason is because of Lishma. Because when we learned Masechta Gittin, he says, we learned that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. If the concern is she'ein shiaris metzuyas, that people aren't traveling, So then that reason, then even if you bring a get an Etz Yisrael, you should have to say b'fanin nechtam, b'fanin nechtam. The fact that there is this difference between a get brought in Etz Yisrael and a get brought in Chutz Laretz is clearly indication that the reason is because of Lishma. Amma Rami Bar Abba, Chaval Yom Tchilta de Bavel, the city Chavel is the most distinguished part of Bavel. As Rashi explains, the Tchelis is the beautiful blue wool, blue color comes from the Tchelis, comes from the Chlozen. And when somebody would wear a expensive piece garment, they would put in some Tchelis wool. And that is what beautified the entire garment. Since that's what beautified the entire garment, it's clearly indication that is what we speak about, the nicest part. So he says, Chaval is the nicest part above El. Shunya v'nyanya, tilta de Chaval yama. And Shunya and Guvya, presumably they were neighborhoods in the city of Chavil, are the nicest part of Chavil Yama. Vina ma'af Tzitzura, the city of Tzitzura is also a city of very significant yichus. Tanya Mehochin says the Gemara, so too do we learn in the Braisa. Chanan ben Pinchas Omer, Chavil Yama, the city of Chavil Yama, Tchelta de Bavel, is the nicest part of Bavel. Shunya v'guvya v'tzitzura, Tchelta de Chel Yama. Amra Papa v'he idna, that now it isn't on that same level. Why? The Arvabai Kisui, the Kutoim that got assimilated into those cities. Says the Gemara, but that's actually incorrect. But rather what happened was, Itasuhu Dabai Minayu, he wanted to marry, a Kuti wanted to marry a woman from that city, Lo Yavale, and they didn't allow him. But so that's how this improper rumor began, but there's nothing, that city's yichus is still very high. My Chavel Yama, ask the Gemara exactly where is Chavel Yama. Amra Papa, Zu Pras de Bursif. Hu Gavra, says the Gemara, there was a person who wanted to show off that he has a very significant yichus. Hu Gavra de Amala, they said to the Chacham and Yisrael, Anam Shoit Meshit. I am from the city Shoit Meshit. Amma Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Raglov. So Rabbi Yitzchak got up and said, Shoit Meshav Bein Nahuris Emedis. Shoit Meshit is located between the two rivers of Peres and Vchidekel. Says the Gemara, Bein Nahuris Emedis Mehava. So why is this important for us to know that it's located between these two rivers? Amra Bayo, Amra Bchama Baruch, for Amra Yosef Rab Chanina. Bein Nahuris, that the area of between the two rivers, it has the same status as Bavel as far as Yich is concerned. The people from there are of a significant Yichus. Ask the Gemara v'heichi kaimi, exactly where is Shoit Meshit? Amra B'yochanan, mi'ir de kira l'el. It's from the city of Ir de Kira, which we spoke about in the previous year, next to the river Pras. Amra B'yochanan, an ma'arta de guzma. It only goes up to that place. It doesn't go so high up. Answers the Gemara, I'm a by Ritzur Nafka. It isn't a straight line. There's part of the city that juts out higher up. Amrav Ikabar Oven, Amrav Chananel, Amrav. Chilozin, the place that's called Chilozin, Nahenvach, and the place that's called Nahenvach, Harei Kegoyla, is considered like Pumpadisa, it's considered like Bavel when we speak about Yuchsin. Amalahu Abaya. So Abaya says, Al Tatloitatisulai. Don't listen to what Ravika said. Rather, what happened was, he says, Yuvamahu the Nafal Mahasam. His brother had passed away without children, and his wife, and his brother's wife, his sister-in-law, with whom he was supposed to do Yibam, came from that city, and therefore he wanted to do Yibam, but he wanted to impress that his sister-in-law that he was now going to marry was a high yichus. That's why he said so. Amalei, sort of ikasetabaya, etadidihu, is this something that I composed, that you're saying that I sang it because it's relevant to me? And as the Mefarshim point out, this is very much connected to what we learned the other day on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, that Talmud Chacham that says Meir Alocha B'Shas Maisa, when it's relevant to him, Ein Shomim Loi. He says this is not something that I made up. Rav Chananel he. This is something that Rav Chananel taught us. Azul Shaila Rav Chananel. So they went to verify with Rav Chananel if indeed he had said this. And Amalu, when he told them, Hoch Am Arav, Chilozon the Hanva Charei Kigoyel Yuchsin, that it is of the highest level. So the Posh Pshat in the Gemara is that they weren't able to accept his testimony, because his testimony, as we just learned based on the Gemara and Daf Ayin, was relevant to him. But then I saw that there's some that suggest that when somebody says a psak, but it's not just that he says a psak, he connects it to a maisa rav. He connects it to an actual episode that happened, then the halacha is we can accept what he says, even when it's relevant to him. Says the Gemara, "Upliga de Rav Abba Bar Kahana." This is in disagreement with Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught us. Dama Rav Abba Bar Kahana, my diksiv. The pasuk says, "V'yogel Sancherev Melech Asher Sosera Shifti Yisrael." The Sancherev took the Asera Shvatim and put them into Golus. V'yinachem bechelach bechaver nahargoizin v'orei modai. Chala is chalazon. Chover is Chadayev, Nargozod is Ginzig, Ari Modan is Uhamodim Chavisel, the city Chamoda and the cities around it, Varmele Nahanvich Vichavisel, Nahanvich and the cities around it. My Chavisel, what does that mean? Amishmu Krach Mushki, Huski Varumki. They're all considered the suburbs of these cities. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, it says Rabbi Yochanan, what he meant to say with this was Kula Lipsul, that all these cities actually represents cities of poor yichus. Says the Gemara, Kesal kedaitach mushri hayne mishchani. One of the cities that was just identified of not having a great yichus was the city of Mushri, and they assumed that Mushri and Mishchani were the same. But ask the Gemara, v'amar abchi bar avin amishmul mishchani harekigayla. Mishchani is of superior yichus liyichsun. Says the Gemara, Mushri l'chud v'mushchani l'chud. They're two different cities. The pasuk teaches us in Daniel that Daniel saw a dream, saw a vision, and that vision he saw four chayas, four animals that represent the four different golos, the four different empires that will rule over the world. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says regarding the second animal that he saw, that animal was represented as a bear. Says the Gemara, "Utlois olin bepuma ben shenel." It was holding three bones in its mouth. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan." So ben shenel means outside the mouth, and bepuma means inside the mouth. How do we reconcile this? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Chilazon Hadayiv in the Tzurian, Pamim Belason. Sometimes the Persians were ruling them, Pam Palatan, and sometimes they rebelled against the Persians, and the Persians weren't able to rule over them. And then the pasuk says, V'ara Chaya Achri Tinyana Daimi Ladav. There was another animal that looked like a bear, V'tan Rabbi Yosef El Persian. Who is represented by the bear, says the Gemara, it's the Persians. Why the Persians compared to a bear? They eat much like bears eat. They're heavy like bears are a big animal. They have a lot of hair like a bear has much hair. The bear is constantly on the move. And so too, they're constantly on the move. Rav Amikav, Achaz, Paraz, the Rochiv, Omar, when he saw a Persian riding on top of something, he said, Hana duvada naida. It looks like a bear that's riding on something. Because as the Gemara just said, the Persians look like bear. Amle Rebbe Lelevi, Harani Persayim. So tell me, who do the Persians look like? Amle Daim Lechayolim Shabbos David. They're similar to the animal of the soldiers of Beis David. Hareini Chavorim. Then he asked me, show me the Chavorim. She says, Doimel L'Malachi Chavola. They look like the Malachi Chavola. And Rashi explains that this was a nation that lived near Persium, but they were even more vicious than the Persoim. The Oruch explains that these were the ministers of the Persayim, and the Ben Yoyada explains that they were like Malachi Chavolim, that the Malachi Chavolim don't distinguish between good and bad. They just destroy everything that's in their way. And this is the kind they are. They just destroy everything in their way. Then he continued to ask him, Hareini Yishmaelim, show me Yishmaelim. So he said, Doimim L'Seirim Shabbos HaKisei. They look like the shadim that are found in the bathroom. Hareini Talmidei Chachamim Shebavel. And then he asked them to show him how do the Talmidei Chachamim Bavel look. So he said, Doimim L'Malachei Sharis. The Talmidei Chachamim look like Malachei Sharis. Rashi says that Talmidei Chachamim wear white clothing, just like the Malachim wear white clothing. The Ran explains it's not connected to the clothing that they wear, but rather the Ran says that they're different, and you could tell they're different and special. The Shita says, from here we see that Talmid Chachamim, and he says that was actually the custom in Eretz Yisrael, that Talmid Chachamim would wear white garments. The Nefesh Chaim says that actually, the experience always has been that the Talmid Chachamim wore black clothing. That's been the experience. So some explain that it depends where we're located. In a place where people are able to identify Talmid Chachamim, so the Talmid Chachamim don't wear clothing that make them look different. But if they live in a place where they're not easily identified, so they have to wear clothing that is different than everyone else, so that everybody should be able to tell that they are to Talmid Chachamim. So I saw that why do Talmid Chachamim still not wear the white clothing? So the reason is because if somebody wears white clothing, he's certainly going to stick out. And the whole behavior of a Talmud Chacham, is that he is tsunua, that he doesn't stick out from different than everyone else. And because the behavior of a Talmud Chacham is that he doesn't stick out from everybody else, that's why Talmid Chachamim don't wear clothing that are so very noticeable. Kavanecha Nafsh the Rebbe says the Gemara, when Rebbe was Nifter Amma, he said there's a city that's called Humne Ikka. There's a city that's called Ukka Bebavel. Vakula Amanoi Hava. Everybody who lives there are from the Amoinim, who we know we can't accept Amoinim as Gerim. There's another city, Misagaria Ikka Bebavel. Vakula Mamzerihi. The entire city has Mamzerim. Birka Ikka Bebavel. There's a city in Bavel called Birka. V'shnei Achim Yesh. That two brothers who live there, Shemechlefim, Shesem Zelazed, that switched their wives. Birsa the Machi Ikka Bebavel. V'yoyim Sorem Achra Amokim. The people in that city today left Avodas Hashem. Says the Gemara, what forced them to do so? The Akva Peri Bekari B'Shapsa, there was a lot of fish in the pond, in the river on Shabbos, and the water overflowed. And they went and they captured those fish on Shabbos. And Shemtinu Rav Achiv Rav Yoshia. And Rav Achiv Rav Yoshia put them into Cherem. And because of that, Vishtamud, they converted, they left Klal Yisrael. So this is a very, very important question. Because the question that the Paiskim discuss in learning this Gemara is the question if when somebody does something wrong and we punish the person for doing something wrong, sometimes the repercussions for punishing that person for doing something wrong could be quite significant and have very bad effect. And the question is, should we go ahead and issue that punishment or not issue that punishment? So the Ramah in Yoridei is Simen Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph that says that if somebody feels that somebody needs to be punished, for example, somebody was Mechal Shabbos, the halacha is you have to do what you have to do, even if the price of doing what you have to do is going to cause that the person will become even less observant or will become a greater Mechal Shabbos. Still, he says, our Gemara is the proof that if the punishment is warranted, then you have to do what you have to do. The Taz over there disagrees. He says, if by punishing somebody, the repercussions could be so significant, one should avoid doing so. And he says that even though this story teaches us differently, every story we have to be viewed independently. The Chasam Sofer in Yoridei is Simen Shin Chof Beis, and in Chuvas Chasam Sofer Evan Ezra Simen Lamed Vav speaks about this, and he says that the halacha follows the opinion of the Ramah, who follows the opinion of Truma Sedeshin, who says his opinion based on our Gemara, but the Chasam Sofer says we have to judge each situation independently, and we can't just make rules. We have to see what will be the repercussions of what we're doing, and what will be the repercussions of what we're doing. And sometimes, if the repercussions will be so significant, says the Chasam Sofer, it may not be warranted to give such a serious punishment. And based on that, the Cheshuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion. He has the question where somebody has a restaurant and the restaurant owner wants to be open on Tisha B'Av. And the Rabbonim who give Hashgacha to this restaurant, of course, are upset that a restaurant should be open on Tisha B'Av. And they tell the owner of the restaurant, how could a Jewish person have a restaurant that's open on Shabbos? So he said, on Tisha B'Av. So he says, if I won't open my restaurant on Tisha B'Av, what's going to happen, he says, is that there are people here who are irreligious, and if my kosher restaurant is not open, they're just going to go to the non-kosher restaurant. So it's better that they should eat, if they're eating on Tisha B'Av, of course it's better they should eat kosher food. So there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Yoridei Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Hei, that speaks about another type of a restaurant that is willing to become kosher, but they're not, it's a meat restaurant, and they're saying, well, if you won't allow us to serve dairy ice cream in our restaurant, then we're not going to be kosher. So the question is, should the restaurant be given hashgacha, even though they're going to be serving meat and milk cooked together, but they're going to be serving in the same restaurant milk and meat or not? So Ramosha in that tshuva takes more of a lenient approach, because again, the concern is if it won't be done, people are going to come there and they're going to eat non-kosher food. It's not so simple. The Rav Moshe Sternbuch, and the Sha'as Tshuvas, Tshuvas HaNechagas, Chelik Beis Simen Reish Nun Zayin, says the question there was, are you allowed to have a restaurant serve meat during the 9 days? Again, the concern being that if you're not going to allow them to serve meat on the 9 days, then they're going to end up eating non-kosher meat, perhaps. So he quotes an interesting discussion. There was a city, he says, that Akedah discusses there. The minig, there's a very strong custom, and that is that we don't allow single women to go to the mikveh. Because if we allow a single woman to go to the mikveh, she will have relations. On the other hand, if she has relations without going to the mikveh and she's a nida, there's a chiv karis. So the Keda says, still, it doesn't make a difference. And he says there was once a city that there was a woman in that city where it was quite obvious that she's going to have relations. So they decided to let her go to the mikveh, even though she wasn't married. And he said what happened afterwards was that it became that all the single women, or many of the single women, started doing that, going to the mikveh and having relations without being married. So he makes a very interesting distinction. They make two very important points in halacha. One is we always have to be concerned about lifnei evil esita michshol. If by allowing something, for example, if by allowing the restaurant to serve meat during the 9 days, what's going to happen is that people who normally would not eat meat during the 9 days will begin eating meat during the 9 days. So then he says the halacha clearly is that we shouldn't allow that restaurant to serve meat. We don't only have to be concerned about the irreligious people. We also have to be concerned about the religious people. And if the religious people are going to start doing something wrong because of us, then that's a very important consideration. The next point that he makes is that there's two different categories in halacha. There's a category in halacha where we don't say anything. And then there's a category in halacha that we actively support something. So he suggests that if we go and give a hechsher, give a supervision and certification to a place that's doing something which is unacceptable, so we're sort of supporting it, we're endorsing it, that this is acceptable behavior. And that is something that the halacha cannot allow. On the other hand, if we see something which shouldn't be happening, but we recognize that if we stop it from happening, the repercussions can be bad, significantly in the wrong direction, so then we don't have to say anything to stop it. But it doesn't mean that we should actively in any way support it. Says the Gemara, Akana da Agma, there's a place called Akana Agma, Akana da Agma Ikka Rebavel, and there's a person, Adabar Hava Yesh, but there's a person whose name is Adabar Hava, Vayoyim Yoshev B'cheke Shel Avram Avinu. Today, he had his bris milah. Says the Gemara, Hayoyim Noel Rav Yehuda B'Bavel. Today was the day that Rav Yehuda was born in Bavel. Damamar, says the Gemara, what does this mean? Shemesh Rav Akiva, the day when Rav Akiva was Niftan Noelad Rebbe. Rebbe was born. Shemesh Rebbe, Noelad Rav Yehuda, Shemes Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava, Shemes Rava Noilad Ravashi. Lamdacha, what is the lesson behind this? Says the Gemara, the lesson behind this is, Shein Tzadik Niftam and Oilam, once Tzadik doesn't leave the world, Atche Nivret Tzadik Kamoisa, unless there's another Tzadik to replace him. Shenemar, Vazorach Hashemash, Uva Hashemash. Atche Loi Kofsa Shimshu Shaleili, before Eli passed away, already Zorcha Shimshul Shmuel Aramasi. Shmuel Aramasi already was born. Shnemar v'ner l'kim teren yichba, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, Eli, was extinguished, v'shmuel shachav. So the question is, if this is the case, then what is so bad when a tzaddik is nifter? Because there's always going to be another tzaddik like the previous tzaddik. So the Chasam Sofer says that yes, the Gemara says that one tzaddik doesn't leave the world until another tzaddik replaces him. But that doesn't mean, says the Chasam Sofer, that the next tzaddik is on the same level, as the previous tzaddik. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that it doesn't mean that the next tzaddik may not live in the same place as the first tzaddik. So the people where the first tzaddik lived lose out because they don't have the same tzaddik in their midst. The Maral explains this Gemara. The why is there always the need to have the tzaddik in the world? Explains the Maral that the pasuk says the tzaddik yisoid oilam. The foundation of the world is based on tzaddikim. So since the foundation of the world is based on tzaddikim, so the world must have tzaddikim, because without tzaddikim, we cannot continue. But as I said, that the next tzaddik doesn't necessarily have to be on the same level. So I saw that the Chochmas HaMatzvan asks, if the next tzaddik is not on the same level as the first tzaddik, so then why is the halacha that, so how is the Gemara saying that the second tzaddik replaces the first tzaddik? So he explains that what the Gemara means to say is that the second tzaddik that's born certainly has the potential to be of the same level as the first tzaddik. But as we know, not everybody necessarily reaches their potential. And that's what the Gemara here is teaching us, that even though the second tzaddik is born, but that doesn't mean since he's going to have that, he's going to reach his potential, that is the tsar of the passing of the first tzaddik. Another pshat that I saw is that the second tzaddik is born right away or right before the first tzaddik is nifter, but it takes time for that tzaddik to reach his potential. And that's what the Gemara means to say, that the new tzaddik will, that's the tsar of the losing of a tzaddik, because that time till the second tzaddik develops, the world is missing that level of tzaddik. The Yaros Tavash says that the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis teaches us that when Haman did his lottery, he says, Kivin Shenafel Pur B'Chodesh Adar, when it fell in Chodesh Adar, Samach Simcha Gedoyla. Haman was very happy. Amar Nafeli Pur B'Yerach Shemes B'Moshe. The lottery fell in the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. But V'loya Yedeya, what he wasn't aware of was Shiva Ba'adah Meis, that Moshe Rabbeinu indeed passed away in Shiva Ba'adah, or Shiva Adar Noilad. So the question that many ask is that what does the Gemara say that Shiva Ba'adah Meis, or Shiva Ba'adah Noilad? He died on Shiva Ba'adah and he was born in Shiva Ba'adah. Shouldn't it have said Shiva Ba'adah Noilad, that he was born in Shiva Ba'adah? And then it should have said B'Shiva Ba'adah Meis, and he passed away in Shiva Ba'adah. A person is born before he passes away. So the pshat that I always heard was, because you really don't know what is going to be with a person and what he's accomplished in life until he passes away. So B'Shiva Ba'adah Meis, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shiva Ba'adah, at that time we recognized B'Shiva Ba'adah Noilad, what the world gained by his birth. But he says a very different pshat. He says that B'Shiva Ba'adah Meis, B'Shiva Ba'adah Noilad, doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Shiva Ba'adah. Moshe Rabbeinu was not born in Shiva Ba'adah. We're not referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. What we're referring to, he says, is to our Gemara. That since our Gemara is teaching us that a tzaddik doesn't leave the world until there's another tzaddik to replace him, And the Gemara there, Masechet Megillah, is teaching us, B'shiv ba'adar meis, when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Shiva ba'adar, B'shiv ba'adar noilat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure there should be another tzaddik born on that day to take his place. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Tziva Hashem l'Yakov, Svivav Tzorov. Rabbi Huda Amar, what does that Pasuk mean? The Pasuk is referring to Ammon and Moav, who are the neighbors of Eretz Yisrael and have always been our enemies. Kigoyin Hamniyah, the city of Hamniyah, which is next to Amonim, Yisrael b'pum Nara. And they, Zendcherev, put these Amonim next to the Jews who live in that city. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'hi b'navo, v'hi k'navi u'paltiyah ben Yehuda meitz, v'epel aponai, Cheskiah says, I fell on my face, as a call Godel, and I called out, Vama Hashem, Ha Hashem Elokim, Rav Shmulama, Charam Latoiva, that was Latoiv, that he cried because they were tzaddikim, Vacharama Lara, that they died a natural death, even though they were terrible Rishoyim. Mandam Latoiva, Kiha, the standard of Mation, the governor of Mation, Hisniach Nevuchadnezzar, he was the son-in-law of Nevuchadnezzar, the Sholach Lei, and he sent to his father-in-law, the Kula Hashavi the Isilach, from all the people that you captured, Loshatlon the Koyle Kamon, you never sent anyone to serve me. Boil Shdurle Yisrael, Nevuchadnezzar wanted to send him from the Jewish captives. Amalei Paltiyah ben Yoel. So Paltiyah ben Yoel said to Nebuchadnezzar, Anan dachshivin neke mekama chacha. We, who are important people, should stay here. Avdin, that the servants that you captured, nesni lahasam, you should send to your son-in-law. And Nebuchadnezzar accepted this advice, and he sent to Meshim the servants of Yisrael, and not Yisrael themselves. Yecheskel Navi says, Misha also Tovel Yisrael, somebody who did this favor and saved them from being Avodim to Avodim, it's rather better to be the servants of Nebuchadnezzar than to be the servants of his son-in-law. Why Yomus B'chatzi Yomov? Why should he die young? Umandam L'ra, the Ksiv, the Tova Eselai, the Tavu Oisi, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'tisa Oisi Ruach, a Ruach carries me, the Tavu Oisi al Shar Beis Hashem Akadmoni, Hapoini Kadema, V'ine Pesach Hashem Esrim V'chamesh Ish, there are 25 people at the gate, V'erub Besoichemes Yazniah ben Ezer, V'as Paltiyah ben Miyah, Sorei Ha'am. V'ksiv, V'yova Oisi al Chatzar Beis Hashem Apnimis, V'hinech Pesach Hech Hashem, Ben Ulam and Ben Mizbeach, Ke'esrim Chamesha Ish, Achreim Al Hechel Hashem, Upneim Kedma. So ask the Gemara, Mashish Namar, Upneim Kedma, if the Pasuk says that they were facing eastwards, Eina Yedea, isn't it obvious, Shachreim Klapi Marv, that their backs were facing the west where the Azara was? Batam Aloimer, why was it necessary for the Pasuk to say Achareim Alhechel Hashem? Says the Gemara Melamed Shoyim Afrim Atzman, they uncovered themselves, Matrizim Atzman Klapi Mala, and they went to the bathroom facing the Beis HaMikdash. V'kama Anovi, and of these people, Cheskel Anovi says, Mish Osa Roa Zos B'Yisrael Yomasul Mitosoi should have a natural death, they deserve to have a horrible death. Says the Gemara, Testaim, so the Gemara had two Manda Omrim, one Rav and Shmuel, one said that Lura and one said Latoiva. But we don't know who said what. Says the Gemara, to time the Shmuel Dom Lura. I'll prove to you that Shmuel is the one that said bad. Dom Rav Chibar Abba Mishmuel, Mishchani Areke Goyle. The Mishchani is considered like Bavel, Le Yuchsin. Mishin Le Choshlei, Le Mishim Avdus Le Mishim Amzeres. We don't have to be concerned in the city of Meshon, that the people there are servants or mamzerim. El kahanim shayba lefkidu al grushas. The only issue is that we don't have, that the Kohanim, who are not allowed to marry divorcees, in that city, the Kohanim married divorcees. So we see that the fact that Shmuel was not concerned that there were Avodim in that city is an indication that he doesn't agree with the opinion that that was the city where Nebuchadnezzar sent his son-in-law the Avodim. Says the Gemara Lo'olam that the proof is not a good proof. Lo'ima Oymeloch, I really tell you Shmuel Amalatoiva that he meant well. And Avodim were sent to Meishan. So if that's the case, there are Avodim in Meishan, why is Shmuel not concerned about the Yichus of Meishan? Shmuel Amalatoiv, Shmuel Latamei. Shmuel is following his opinion, because Shmuel's opinion is that Hamafkel Avdoi, if somebody is Mafker, his Evid, Yotzel Cheres. Vein Tzarket Shikur, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kol Evid Ish Miknes Kesef. Evid Ish, says the Gemara, what does it mean, Evid Ish? Does it mean that you could only be the slave of a man? V'loy Evid Isha, you can't be the slave to a woman? That's, of course, incorrect. A slave is a slave. It says, Evid Sheyesh Loi Rishus L'Rabba Olav. A Evid whose owner has control over him. Kari Evid is considered an Evid. Evid Sheyesh Loi Rishus L'Rabba Olav. And a Kari Evid. And since the lost control over their Avodim, because Nebuchadnezzar had captured them, so they were no longer Avodim. So the concern of Yichus, of the Avodim, no longer is relevant. But I did see that the Rishonim discussed that they weren't actually freed. They were just taken. So many Rishonim, based on this Gemara, say that Yiyush, the fact that they gave up on having ownership of these Avodim, is the equivalent of Hefker. Amar Yudam Shmuel. We learned in our Mishnah that the various people of questionable Yichus came up with Ezra. And we learned at the beginning of the Perek that because Ezra took these people with him to Eretz Yisrael, Bavel became a place of superior Yichus. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Zudver Emeya. This, that our opinion, the opinion of our Mishnah, that Bavel is this high grade Yichus, is the opinion of Remeya. That everybody has a Cheskes Kashrus. Says the Gemara, a Meimer Sharlel Rafuna ben Nosel Mintas Itasa, a Meimer allowed Rafuna ben Nosel to marry a woman, Mimuchuziaisa. Even though Muchuziaisa was not part of Bavel, still he said that you can marry a woman from there. Amalei Ravashi, so Ravashi said to Meimer, my daitach, what is the basis of your opinion? Because Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Zudiver Meir, that our opinion, our Mishnah represents the opinion of Remeya. Aval Chachama, Meimer, Kala Rotzot Becheskes Kashrus, I'm this, and therefore we don't have to be concerned about the Yichus. Says the Gemara, but he asked him, for Bei Rav Kahana, Loi Mas Nachi, in the Yeshiva of Kahana, did they not learn that way? Rav Papa, Loi Mas Nachi, and so too, in the Yeshiva of Rav Papa, did they not learn that way? Rav Beis Vid, Loi Mas Nachi, in the Yeshiva of Beis Vid, they didn't learn that way. Says the Gemara, Afila Hachel Akim Nabanei. With all these different points that he made, a Meimer did not accept what was said, Meshum de Shmile, Rav Zvid Men Ador, that he heard from Rav Zvid Men Ador that our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameyer, but the Chacham disagree, and he had a Messiah that the Halach is like the Chachamim. Tara Abana Mamseri v'Nesini Tarim Lasolavai, that the Mamzerim and the Nesinim will become Tar Lasolavai. There's a very big Machloikus Rishonim. Who does the Gemara refer to? The Ramban's opinion is that even a person who we know definitely is a mamzer, when Mashiach comes, he will be purified. The Ran and the Ritva and the Rosh disagree. They say, we know, the Torah and the Halachas of the Torah will remain forever. So what is meant here is that there are people that we've been discussing and will continue discussing, that the mamzerim, that got assimilated into Klal Yisrael. So once they got assimilated in Klal Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, Mashiach will not separate them out. He will leave them He will leave them the way they are part of Kla Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Ramei Aimer ain't Tairim, they won't be purified. Amalei Rabbi Yosef Alek Kva Nemar, doesn't the Pasuk say, Vizarakti Lechem Maim Tairim V'Tahartem? Amalei Rameya, Shu'aymer Mikaltam Asechem Mikugma Lechem, yes, we will be purified from Tuma. However, V'Lemmer Namzeris, that will remain. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Kivin Shu'aymer Atar Eschem, since the Pasuk adds the words Atar Eschem, it's coming to add Hava Oymer Afmen Namzeris, even from the Mamzeris. Of course, says the Ben Yoyada, the Pasuk cannot be referring to Tumas Meis, because Tumas Meis is something that we could be Matar ourselves. We have the ability, in Mitzvah Shem, particularly when Mashiach comes, we'll have the Paraduma, so we could be Matar ourselves. We don't need any extra activity to be Matar us. Says the Gemara, Bishlam L'Rameya, that Ramea holds that Mamzerim will not be purified when Mashiach comes. That's how we could understand the Pasuk in Zechariah that says, V'yashav Mamzer Ashdod. There will still be Mamzerim. El Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, Mai V'yashav Mamzer Ashdod, says the Gemara, Ken Matagner Rabbi Yosef. The explanation of that Pasuk is homiletically. Yisun Yisrael Arachsim Baroin, Kla Yisrael will be able to inhabit Eretz Yisrael with confidence, with security, to have a dumbbell in Nochran, that we will, Kla Yisrael, who were estranged from Eretz Yisrael, or even those that live in Eretz Yisrael, didn't live with that level of security, Mashiach comes, Meher B'Yameinu, we will be able to live in Eretz Yisrael with a high level of security. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Halak Reb Yossi, the Halakas like Reb Yossi, the Mamzerim, will become tar lasad lavai. Amar Rabbi Yosef, ilav dam Rabbi Yudah Mishmul Halach Rabbi Yosef, have asa Eliyahu. If not for the fact that the halach indeed is that Eliyahu Navi will purify us, when Eliyahu would have come, when Mashiach comes, Meher B'Yameinu, Umapik Minon, Tzavronin, Tzavronin Kalorin, he would have taken out of us large groups of people. He would have taken out of us large groups of mamzerim. But now, because of this halacha, the mamzerim, particularly certainly those who are already absorbed in Klal Yisrael, will be able to remain in Klal Yisrael, Hei Remainu, when Mashiach comes.